Well, just when you thought the gardening season was over, hey, you can think again. Today, one of our wonderful UW Extension educators has stopped by to talk about the fact that that doesn't have to be the case. If you're someone who can't stop gardening, we have a few ways to keep going on through fall and maybe even into winter. Barb Larson, UW Extension horticulture educator for Kenosha County, our guest today. It's always great to have her stop by. And Barb, thanks so much for coming.
I'm really happy to be back here again.
Well, it's great to have you back. And there are some good ways to extend the gardening season.
There certainly are. So there's for vegetable gardening, you can still use things. Go ahead and plant lettuces, spinach, some of those fairly short between seed and harvest things that you can put in the ground now and you can still harvest them. I also think it's a great idea, especially for those types of things, to use things like floating row cover, or you could even use, especially with a raised bed, it's real easy to put a really low hoop house in. You know, just put PVC over the bed, you know, PVC hoops, and then put floating row cover over that, and you've got yourself a little mini greenhouse. You can definitely extend and harvest things for your Thanksgiving dinner. And depending on where you are in the state and what the weather's like, you might even get a little Christmas dinner out of some of that fresh vegetables then.
Well, why not? It's hard to almost to think about it. Hey, we can plant right now and still get a crop.
Yeah, I think particularly look for...
At least in southern Wisconsin.
Southern Wisconsin, exactly. So those of us are in the lucky enough to be in the southern part of the state, I would still look for things where it's from seed to harvest. It's going to be someplace in that 40 to 45 length of time from seed to harvest. So that's very short. You're going to have to hunt around a little bit. For some people, the hardest thing to do is to find the seed this time of year. So I found that some gardeners, and maybe this is planned now for when you're ordering your seed next spring, to get the extra or save a little bit back so that you can plant a fall crop for things.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all. And the row covers, should be able to pick those up at your garden center?
Yes, garden centers carry them, or if you do a lot of it, I would look for one of the mail order companies that you can get even big rolls of it for fairly reasonable cost.
And I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. I haven't even given the number here, so let me do it right now. You may have, maybe you have some experience with cold frames or hoop house type arrangements. I hope you'll join in and tell us about your experience, or maybe you have questions about them, or just gardening questions as we, here we are, fall garden season, 1-800-642-1234, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go ahead and post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. I'd love to hear from you. I totally forgot this morning. I was going to take a photo of my straw bale garden, because my straw bales have just they're down. One straw bale is like totally pretty much gone.
All rotted out.
And there's
now
a tomato. I have it in a, you know, in a, what should we call it? Held up in a hoop of some sort, you know.
Oh, tomato cages.
Cage.
Tomato cage.
That's what I wanted to say. Tomato cage. So it's up in the tomato cage, but it's like all the roots are... are exposed, and it's still green. Still got tomatoes on it. So anyway, why didn't you take a picture this morning? I'll have one for next week for Garden Talk. But it was pretty funny. they look pretty funny. We had an email question from Gary's. He says, I have a begonia growing well outside that I planted from a bulb this spring. It has lovely large red flowers. Our car roofs have had frost, but not on the ground yet. Anyhow, what, if anything, can I do to save it for next year? And he doesn't say where he's calling from, but I guess it wouldn't make a difference.
It doesn't make any difference. So it sounds like one, it's called a tuberous begonia, and those are actually pretty easy to overwinter. Yeah. I would wait until the frost nips them back, and so you get that top die back on them. Dig them up, shake the soil off of them, cut off the stems, and then you're going to have to find where's a good spot in your home to overwinter them. You want to keep them cold and fairly dry, but not in a freezing place. So most garages get a little too cold. Many depends on your basement. Some basements are cool enough that you can keep them in a basement. Some, you know, are not going to do it. Yeah. So this is the tricky part of this, is figuring out where the right spot is. A lot of people like to put tuberous begonias, especially if they have a number of them, pack them in sawdust. You could also pack them in like a peat moss or a sphagnum moss, but it only very, very slightly damp. You don't want wet at all because they'll rot, because they're a little fleshier than some of the other tubers and bulbs that we keep over.
What if you had a beer fridge or a fridge in the basement? Could you put them in there?
Yeah, I think that would be another option of where you keep things. Some people do keep them in attached garages right up next to the house. But you're going to want to figure out where that spot is that they're going to stay in, that about 45 degree temperature, under 50, not too dry, but not too wet or too high a humidity. So that's the tricky part about keeping these things.
And I suppose in a garage, if you had a good cooler.
Yeah.
That might work too. Mm-hmm. Put a good cooler and then maybe bury them in something inside the cooler.
Yep. Yeah. Don't put them in a plastic bag.
No.
They'll rot in there.
Yeah.
And most of these, you don't want them just to sit out by themselves. Also, I mentioned just basically shake off the soil, but don't scrub them off or anything like that. That'll damage them. And as long as you're careful handling it and don't damage the tuber at all, it should make it through, as long as you can get the right conditions. Check it about every month or so to make sure it's not rotting or anything.
Jolie in Mozanie has a question, so let's go there. Jolie, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hello. My question is growing lettuce inside the house. I live in north central part of Wisconsin, so I can't do it outside anymore.
Yeah.
But I had heard that you could do that.
Well, I guess you can always try it. Lettuce seed isn't too expensive, and
sure,
I would give it a try. The big thing would be, can you get enough light on it? So lettuce doesn't require real high, you know, it likes those temperatures in the, you know, mid-60s, under 70. Keep it a little cooler so the seed will germinate. So one of the things is, if the seed is too warm, lettuce seed won't germinate, or if the potting soil is too warm. So keep it in a cool spot. And make sure you put it in a really bright window, or if you've got like fluorescent grow lights or something like that, give that a try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then
All
let
right.
me know.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling. Let us know. And Jill in Madison, hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
I want to know if it's too early to plant garlic, and also if I can cut back my asparagus to the ground.
No, it's not too early to plant garlic. It's the perfect time. It's one of those bulbs that should be done like you do tulips and daffodils, so in the fall. And certainly, we're pretty much done with the growing season. So if you really want to go ahead and cut that asparagus back, you can.
So there you go. Thanks very much for calling. I appreciate your call. I haven't gotten my garlic planted yet, but I'm pretty sure Michelle Good planted her garlic. It's great to have her come walking in the studio. Miss Garlic, they call her sometimes.
Miss Garlic, huh?
for her ability to grow garlic, and she has also a great ability to help us raise some money here at Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you. And Michelle and I and all of Wisconsin Public Radio count on you to help keep those talks on the air. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-202. 2552. And how are we doing, Michelle?
Well, Larry, last hour we heard from 30 listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. But we have a goal this hour, actually during the show, to get 35 pledges. And they're important. They help us stay on track financially so that we can keep the discussion going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, as you listen, you count on those conversations. And there's another great reason to make your gift. Your donation of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a Wisconsin Public Radio trip. So I guess you get to pick the trip.
You do get to pick the trip. I think it's Cuba or South Africa or the Canadian Rockies.
Oh, man.
Can you believe
it? I want to go.
I know.
But I'm not eligible.
No,
I will
you're
give,
not.
But I'm not eligible. But you are eligible as you listen in. So take a moment right now, support the programs, and get entered in that drawing with your gift. Any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Each and every week, we hear from a different guest expert about one of my favorite pastimes, and probably a lot of our listeners, too, gardening. Some guests are horticulture professors who can answer a wide variety of general questions. Others specialize lawns, roses, ornamentals, vegetables, native plants, and a lot more. Support this program where you get all of this great gardening information all year long. I mean, it's like having access to a gardening encyclopedia. I actually have one of those at home, and it's bulky, and all you have to do here is just turn on your radio or go online, and you get some of the best gardening advice for your specific problem. So support this program right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I think one of the cool things about it is you get to decide the amount of your pledge. We don't have specific categories. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. And during this drive, you can also ask for your very own WPR tote bag when you give $72. Or why is it $72? So it's about $6 a month, I suppose.
Yep.
So you could pledge at $6 a month, and we'll send you the pledge tote bag. And apparently, it's quite cool. I haven't seen it.
Well, there's a picture of it right here.
Oh, right in front of my nose.
We haven't actually seen it yet. But it's very cool because it's a new spin on a classic. First off, it's made with recycled material, recycled cotton, and then it has the bright blue WPR design. And they're hand-painted right here in Wisconsin. So just ask for your tote bag when you give $6 a month. That's $72 or more. I got the math, Larry.
Yeah, there it is.
It's at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552.
This membership drive, we're having a drawing for a trip of your choice to South Africa, Cuba, or Canada. When you give, you're automatically entered, but you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now.
You can make that pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good, asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. I don't know, maybe your gift's $10 a month, maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And you've probably heard about our monthly giving program. It's becoming really, really popular. It's easy to become a sustainer. All you have to do is set up automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And maybe you like to give during pledge drives to get entered into our exciting drawings.
Yeah, well, you won't miss out there because we are happy to report that all sustainers are automatically entered in the trip drawings that we're offering this drive and every drive. So become a sustainer right now. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I talk myself into pledging virtually every single drive.
Well, good.
I'm not eligible to win any of these things, although I can get the bottle and I can get the tote bag,
yes,
which I take advantage of. And maybe you take advantage of that, too. You might live in a small town or a big city, when you listen to WPR, you're in our global public square hearing from artists, reporters, and experts in the forefront of their field. And because you appreciate the access to the best the world has to offer, I hope you'll make a pledge right now. Support WPR at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
I mean, think about it. You might spend a few dollars a month on TV streaming service or movie subscriptions. How often do you use those services? Oh, think about WPR in the same way. You tune in every day, sometimes probably all day every day, for information and entertainment.
You give, I tell you, if it's $5 a day, that's about the same as Netflix, isn't it? I think it's Netflix,
yeah.
And I think it's a better deal. It's easy to set up. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but the whole thing works because you do choose to support it. So how about a pledge right now of $10 a month?
And if it's not $10 a month, I don't care. You decide the amount to give. Yeah, and then go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Your gift supports the programs you hear every day on WPR.
Join your friends and neighbors who believe in WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of every single person who listens to make this radio station as good as it can be. You make the pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll be doing your part to make sure that the news and information you need is here every single day. WPR.org.
Do it right now. WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge. So happy to have you along for this edition of Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Barb Larson, horticulture educator for UW Extension in Kenosha County. We have these great horticulture educators across Wisconsin. Barb's one of them, of course, these people have a broad range of knowledge, which is one thing I really enjoy about having them as guests on the show. They know so much about so many different areas. And if you have a question about your garden, maybe it's about cold frames or row covers. Maybe it's just fall cleanup. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org. And, you know, I always like to see Facebook photos. If you got a garden photo, I'd love to see that. Or you can also post your question on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of our page. Speaking of Facebook, comment from Edith. For seeds, she says, go to the Seven Hills Seed Library at Port Washington Library. This is year-round, and anyone can come. You don't have to be from Port Washington.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, it is. I know there are some groups that are doing this, and it's becoming more and more popular. And, of course, this is the time of year when you want to save your seeds. So, you know, do a little research online. It's pretty easy to save seeds on certain plants. Always choose really high-quality plants to save the seeds from. And maybe you can even donate to a seed bank
that. Yeah, and I bet you that's how they get a lot.
I'm sure.
Get the donations. Again, you can join in at 800-642-1234. You know, I asked you about hoops. Cold frames themselves, where do you get the cold frames?
Well, you can either make your own cold frame, and there are directions online. Some people use old window sashes. That's kind of the old traditional one. You basically build a box and put window sashes in it. But there's also a lot that you can buy from a lot of the online garden supply stores, or maybe even some of your local garden centers may have some. And cold frames are fabulous because there's so many things you can do. They're kind of a year-round kind of a garden addition. So even if you don't want to grow vegetables and things, especially in the winter, or get a head start in the spring, they're a great way to do what are called hardwood cuttings for shrubs and that kind of thing to get them through the winter time. We're talking about storing things. Sometimes you can even store things in them depending on what the temperature is. And you can certainly kind of extend your season in the fall longer that way, or even start things early in the spring in a cold frame.
In our neighborhood, I see some of the folks have cold frames right up against the house on the sunny side, you know, the side that gets the most sun.
Yeah.
You can have things in there for a long, long time.
Absolutely. And often they are put right up against a house. Yeah. And some people even will buy heating cables that then they bury like in sand or something underneath. So now they've got that underneath heat too, especially in the spring when you're trying to get early seed starting or either early growth and things
too. That's a good idea too. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Shaggy in Antigo has a question. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I have an apple tree, and the main trunks are kind of dying, but it still has shoots, and I was wondering how much to trim it back is too much.
Well, you said it still has shoots, but is it shooting up from, like, the bottom of from the root system, or?
Well, it's like two major branches, main trunks of the tree are coming up, but it has shoots that come off from them. And
branches.
Some of them are dying, and I was wondering just how much I could trim without killing it.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on, this is in that, I'm guessing because I can't see it. You always want to cut out the dead wood, so you want to get rid of any of that. On fruit trees, you also want to get rid of any suckers, so that's that stuff coming up from the root system. And what are called water sprouts. So those are those really fast-growing shoots that go straight off the branches. If you get all of that out and there's not much left, maybe you're better off starting over again. There's certainly old apple trees that continue to produce, but sometimes you really may want to think about replacement. So you're going to have to judge that yourself on how much is left and how healthy it is. Do you love the apples off of it? Or
It's a wild one that's quite old, and it's kind of more for a hunting spot, so I was hoping to save it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then I would just trim out the dead wood and wait and see what happens.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. When you do, this is a question somebody asked me and I wasn't quite sure. It says, okay, well, if I cut down my apple tree, I plant a new one. How many years go by before I get apples?
So it depends on the type of apple tree, but a lot of because most of what we're growing in our backyards are on dwarfing rootstock.
Yes.
They tend to produce after about 5 to 7 years. Some are a little earlier than that. But, you know, so some will be in 3 years. It depends on the size you start with. So.
Ben in Madison has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Ben. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I've got a raised bed garden in my backyard. I do collard greens and baby bok choy.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they did amazing, especially this time of year. But this year something is just decimating them. I know it's not like rabbits or anything because they're caged. I think I saw a little white worm on there, but it's not just holes. It's almost like entire chunks.
Yeah. We already know.
Well, I'm not sure which one. There's actually three of them.
Yeah.
So there are three cabbage worms that we get, and they're all actually moth larvae. And so you may have even seen a little white butterfly or a little brownish butterfly or moth floating around or flying around in your garden.
Yes, absolutely. I have.
Yeah. Well, they laid their eggs on your plants, and now their caterpillars are having a wonderful feast.
Yeah.
So at this point, you can look for those little caterpillars. Some of them are whitish. Some of them are more of a gray. There's even one that's more of a green color. So it's really hard to find. And just, if you're not too squeamish, just pick them off and squish them or, you know, drop them in a bucket of soapy water if you don't want to squish them. That's probably the easiest way, or a little more work. There's also the products that contain Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, that are specific for caterpillars. And
this is organic we're talking about here.
Yeah, they're usually considered an organic because it's actually a bacillus or a bacteria that's affects the stomach of them, and it will kill them. So you can use those products too.
You just spray it on them?
Yeah, you spray it or sprinkle it on and get pretty good coverage. And then follow the label directions. Always read the label between when you can put it on on and when you can harvest. But because it is in that kind of organic category, it's probably fairly short, although you want to rinse everything off really well.
Is that a pretty common thing, the BT?
Yes. Yeah, you should be able to find it. It's
anywhere.
Name brands at the garden center. A couple of them are Dipel, Thuricide, but there are other brand names too. So
right,
a good garden center will be able to help you with it.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling, Ben.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the call. And let's go to Wayne and Mercer next. Hi, Wayne. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've got an apple tree question for you, too.
Sure.
I've got two apple trees I just planted 4 years ago. The one tree just finally produced about 17 apples this year, which I took off already. But anyway, my question is, when do you start pruning them back and where?
So apple trees should be pruned in the spring, usually.
Yeah,
let's see,
March,
you're fairly,
maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, Mercer, you're a little farther north, so probably mid to late March, but before the buds start to swell. And you want to prune them so you have good, strong branch structure. We have a really nice publication called Growing Apples in Wisconsin, and it's on the UW Extension Learning Store website. So Google Wisconsin Extension, Growing Apples in Wisconsin, you should be able to get it.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Chad, who's in Northeast Iowa, thank you for calling. Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a question about starting asparagus plants. Wondering if the fall is a good time. I see that, like, in the ditches now, they're seeding out. I don't know if a guy can take those seeds and plant them, or you got to do something over.
No, no. You should. This is in. You're much better off purchasing. You actually purchase asparagus roots and plant them in the spring.
Yeah, and there's.
I don't know if a guy can just try to, you know, spread the seeds out.
Really, this is one. Put a little bit of money into it. You'll get a much better asparagus patch, much better quality plants, much better quality asparagus.
Yeah, and the asparagus, and you, what is it, all male? You want?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go with all male asparagus, mm-hmm. and you're going to have. You have a lot more asparagus for sure.
Right.
And
yeah.
I can't even, I'm trying to think of some of the names. But
Jersey Giant's one that pops into my head. That's been around for a long time, but there are several other ones. Much better than trying to do wild asparagus. Yeah.
A lot happier. Steve wondered, by the way, too, they had a question on email about the type of lettuce or spinach or kale that work well in a cold frame.
I think it doesn't really make much difference. You want to make sure that they don't get too tall so that they'll fit in your cold frame. And again, one of those shorter seed to harvest ones that'll grow better.
Talking today with Barb Larson, horticulture educator for UW Extension in Kenosha County. Always great to have her along for Garden Talk here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's always great to have Michelle Good stop by. She almost never comes on Garden Talk. She knows so much about gardening herself. She said, why should I bother? But she, you know what? She's here to help me tell you to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can extend our garden. We're trying to harvest some money here. And you can help make it happen. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And Michelle, we've had some good luck so far.
We have. We're a little over halfway to our goal. And every person who makes a pledge, they are helping to pay for the programs that you depend on. So we still need 16 more pledges in the next 25 minutes or so.
And when you give, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip of your choice. And where again? Cuba,
South Africa. They're going to go all over South Africa. Or a train trip through the Canadian Rockies. That is supposed to be amazing.
That should be really, really, really a lot of fun. And I've been on a couple of our tours, and I've really had a good time. They're so much fun. I hope you'll make your donation now. You'll support the programs you enjoy and get entered in that drawing at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And frankly, you don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for the details on that.
Now, if you have been enjoying our conversation today with Barb Larson about extending the gardening season, and I'm really embarrassed, but I just planted radishes under row covers.
They'll make it.
See what you learn? I was just taking a shot, and who knew? Now, this program, it's an example of the interesting and informative conversations we have on the show every day.
Now, I hope you'll take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And during this membership drive, you can get the latest WPR tote bag. That's when you give $6 a month. That's $72 or more. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can get this pretty handy little tote.
And it's made from recycled cotton, I'm told. I have a photo of it, but I don't have an actual bag here. They probably thought I'd walk away with it. But here we are. It looks wonderful in the picture anyway, and you can tell the world you love WPR when you use your bag. Maybe you carry your radishes in it on the from the garden.
It's printed in Wisconsin, too.
It's printed in Wisconsin as well. Pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
What does public radio mean? Well, public radio means listener-supported radio.
And while we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is the single largest source of WPR's budget. Your contribution of any amount really does matter at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Mueller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Well, Lorraine, thank you so much for those comments. And thank you if you've already contributed. If you haven't, here's the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your pledge during this fall membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good asking for your support of WPR and your gift. Maybe it's $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Everything that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is a result of thoughtful preparation. Thoughtful preparation, hard work. Most of the people who work here are perfectionists, and we do our homework so that you get the highest quality radio programs. Thank you for your commitment to this quality. Commitment you make when you give. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 15 more pledges in the next, 20 minutes or so. Easy to do with your help. You give to WPR to support the programs you enjoy and you rely on. And your pledge of any amount enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to pick the trip. Donate for your chance to travel to Cuba or tour South Africa or see the Canadian Rockies.
Amazing.
Yeah. And you don't have to donate, actually, to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all those details.
Your pledge right now at WPR.org will keep us strong, and it enters you in a drawing for a trip of your choice. It's a win-win situation. Time to make that contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You get the programs that inform and inspire you, programs that entertain and engage you. Now's the time to help us out.
And what makes that possible? You do. You listening right now. People who contribute make it happen.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, membership really matters. Yep. Become a member with your pledge. And maybe it's $5 a month or whatever amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this is more, when you make a pledge, it's more than just a gift to yourself for the listening, a gift to WPR. It's actually a gift through Wisconsin Public Radio to the entire community. You enjoy this station, and so do many others. Make your pledge right now for yourself and the community.
We have 15 more pledges to go and about 16 or 17 minutes to get them. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 really helps. So do it right now. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this edition of Garden Talk. I'm visiting with Barb Larson, horticulture educator for UW Extension in Kenosha County. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say. And so join in. Go to our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. Post questions there. Call at 1-800-642-1234. Loretta in Eau Claire has a question. So let's go there. Hi, Loretta.
Hi, Larry. First of all, I want to say I'm a sustaining member, and I love that because I don't have to remember to make the payments.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
But I have a problem. I have a garden that's maybe 100 square feet, and let's say 25 or 20% of it is raspberries and asparagus. Last week, some volunteers helped me weed out about 80 square feet, 75 square feet, something like that. And I want to cover that with something so weeds don't get so excited next time. My husband died, and he was the gardener.
Okay.
And
all right.
I'm learning.
Okay. So you're really looking for something next spring to cover it with to help prevent those seeds from coming germinating next year?
Do I need to do anything right now? I want to put straw bales in. That was the only chance I had with helping with the garden was when we had that.
Okay.
And that was about 3 years ago.
Okay. So I guess what's going through my mind is that's a really large garden, and I'm hearing a little bit that you're struggling with it. So I always recommend to people that you think about what's a reasonable size for you to take care of and maintain. What do you want to work with? And I sympathize that at this point, you'd like to take care of what your husband had in his garden and that kind of thing. But, what is realistic? So, think about first, do you want a 100-square-foot garden? Do you want to maintain it?
Well, it's fenced in away from the deer right now and with a gate.
Okay.
So it is.
Yeah.
I do want, just to prevent so many thistles and stuff from coming up.
Okay, all right.
And then put the straw bales on that.
Okay. So
I don't want to do a whole bunch.
Right. Okay. So even though it's fenced in from the deer, maybe you want to think about planting at least part of it in some sort of a long-term perennial crop, whether it would be something like, especially for a garden, maybe you want to look at some wildflowers and things that would help increase some pollinators in the area. So you could go from that extreme to even lawn in areas that it could be easily mowed too.
It can't be easily mowed because it's got the fence around it.
Okay. All
what
right.
About,
however,
what about taking?
However, it's adjacent to an established prairie that we've had for 15 years.
Okay. All right. All right.
Do you have a lot of access to leaves? I mean, I was thinking of something you could mulch it.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering if that'd be good.
Well, you could do that. I guess the thing is I could tell you, sure, throw leaves on top, cover it that way. At some point, you may want to think about, I was thinking also some cover crops that could be put in, some of the white clovers and some of those kinds of things. So there are different options, but as I said, I may have gone off of the way what you were thinking of, but I think it's really evaluate what's going to work best for you when you're looking at it. Because even throwing leaves on, It would probably help this fall, but you're going to have to look at for next year, too, how you're going to take care of it.
Actually, what I'd probably do is I'd hang on to the leaves, and I would if you've got a – if you can pile some leaves – and save them for spring.
Yeah,
I'd plant, and then I just put tons of leaves down as mulch, and then that's going to keep the in the rows, and that's going to keep all the weeds down.
Yeah, and then especially if you're going to try to maintain or in between those straw bales or that kind of thing, you can also next year think about. I've seen everything from layers of newspaper to cardboard between rows or between those straw bales. In any number of different things that would help to basically what you're doing is you're shading the ground so that those weed seeds don't germinate.
Yep. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Thanks a lot for calling, Loretta. Joe in Watertown, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I got the vegetable garden, and I'm going to be starting a wildflower garden next spring. And I started composting last year, and all that's ready now, finally, to be put in. But I was wondering if I could use my ash from my bonfire pit and mix it all together and when I should put it in.
I'd be very careful with ash because it really makes the compost way too alkaline. So I really recommend you not put ash mix it in with compost. And let's see, Watertown, because we tend to have a little higher pH soils anyway, and you don't need to make it even, you lose all the benefits of that compost that way.
Okay.
So ashes, just kind of get rid of it.
Okay,
otherwise,
great.
Yeah.
And when should I till the compost in then?
Well, you can do it this fall if you like.
Sure,
that's a great time. In fact, here's the quick, easy cheater's way to do it. If you've got a vegetable garden, chop up those leaves as you're cleaning up this fall and till them in and they'll decompose over the wintertime right in your garden.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay, thanks
Joe.
For calling.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Dave in Arcadia, thank you for calling. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
We've got a nice asparagus bed. We get a lot of asparagus out of it, but we've been putting composted manure. We have a lot of animals on we've got 20 acres. And apparently, there was a lot of seeds in the compost, and now we have a big problem with weeds.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that you could take salt and sprinkle it on the asparagus. But that didn't sound right to me, so I just want to get rid of the weeds.
I'm glad that you thought that didn't sound right, because it's not right. That's good. it actually will destroy the structure of the soil, so you don't want to throw salt on it. And there is no easy way to get rid of weeds in an asparagus bed. It's pretty much get in there and as much as you can hand pull them, and then you may want to find some nice clean straw or something like that, or even those chopped up leaves that you know don't have weed seed in it. And then if you're using compost in it, make sure it's well hot composted to help kill those weed seeds in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. The compost was, it's just we've got cattle and we had goats and then we also have chickens, and we just kind of mix everything together, and it makes the plants grow tremendously, but apparently, they're eating the weed seeds, and then the weed seeds are the asparagus bed and then the tomato bed. And
pretty soon you got a lot of weeds. And so there are ways to make that hotter. I mean, you can develop that, and they're on. Extension's got a publication.
Yeah,
on
we've had some nice publications. Actually, they're DNR publications on composting, and there's some other good sources. But what you want to do is mix up other than just the manure. You want to mix some other things in there and let it compost down pretty well. Don't use fairly fresh manure in it, or even even year old manure. Make sure you hot compost to kill those seeds.
Yeah, and you can go online to the DNR's publications or the UW Extension.
Yes, links to it, too. Again, Wisconsin Extension Composting.
And so I hope that works for you, Dave. And thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Talking with Barb Larson, horticulture educator for UW Extension in Kenosha County. Great to have her along for this edition of Garden Talk. And great to have Michelle Good stop by as well, as she does with... She doesn't have any, I don't see any vegetables in her hands, but she's got a little note or two, and I bet you those notes talk about giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's what we're asking you to do right now. This drive, it's a time of the year that we want you to take action, become a WPR contributor. Give right now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
Well, if I had anything in my hands, it would be invasive chives.
Ooh!
Which I have been battling all summer
long
and have been meaning to call in for Garden Talk. And I will. I will.
Invasive chives.
Invasive chives, yeah. Oh, those little jerks. I cannot stand them. And if you love Garden Talk as much as I do, if you have a better garden every season because you listen to this program, guess what? We're only one pledge away from our goal. We can make that easily if you pick up the phone right now. And when you pledge, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip.
Yes, that's wonderful. And you could experience the culture and music of Cuba. You could explore South Africa. You could enjoy the Canadian Rockies by train. Don't have to enter, donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for the details. But help us out if you can. Help pay for the Larry Mueller Show and get entered in the drawing. You can do that when you give at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Now, I went through our Master Gardening program that you can do here in Madison. Mm-hmm. And did you know that you can get continuing education credits just by listening to Garden Talk? It's amazing. That's how in-depth they consider the program. That's how in-depth the topics get here. It just goes to show you what a valuable resource Garden Talk is to listeners like you and me. You can enjoy Garden Talk whether you're an expert or a novice.
And we have some of the best gardening resource people in our state right here.
We sure do.
Yeah, to answer your questions every Friday, whether it's on Saturday morning, whether it's about fruit trees or organic gardening or rose bushes or, oh man, so many other topics. Apply some fertilizer to the program right now, as a matter of fact. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Help this program grow like a beautiful garden. Then you'll reap the harvest all year long. And when you give to WPR, you support the programs that you love. But as an added bonus, we've got a little something to tempt you, a little something special during this fall membership drive. It's a new spin on an old favorite, the tote bag.
And it's a canvas bag. It's made from recycled cotton. It's with a bright blue, really bright blue, WPR design, printed right here in Wisconsin. And it's yours when you give $6 a month, $72 or more. Ask for your tote right now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
You know what? I think he is absolutely right. You're going to enjoy, you're going to feel good when you make your contribution in support of the programs you count on. And why not do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is $5 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. We have folks who give $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
We are just hanging on that one last pledge to make it over to our goal. Just one more. It's how important that one person is. Because when I said we needed one, everybody probably thought, oh, they just need one. I don't need to call. Just one. Someone else will call. No one else will call. You need to make that call. And when you do, maybe you want to share your appreciation of the lifelong learning that you get with WPR. Make a 9XM Leadership Circle gift. That's $100 a month or more. That's $1,200 a year. But it provides an important piece of the funding for the programs that we all rely on.
And if you make that gift and join the 9XM Leadership Circle, I will personally show you the secret handshake to get into the meetings.
Really?
Yeah.
Will
yeah,
you show
I will
me
do it.
Later?
So make your leadership gift right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. The time is right now.
This is a powerful resource, and we have all created it together. The programs on this station have an impact all over the state and far beyond, too.
When you make your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552, you're really participating in something amazing. Give now. We've got to get over this one more pledge.
One more.
Be part of the statewide music, news, and talk that makes Wisconsin Public Radio so wonderful.
You give to WPR to support the programs you enjoy and rely on, and your pledge in any amount, well, it enters you into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You can donate for a chance to travel to Cuba or South Africa or see the Canadian Rockies. And you don't have to donate to
do
enter.
Do it right now.
Just go to WPR.org.
We have a great group of horticulture educators working for the University of Wisconsin Extension. They work throughout the state, and several of them spend time with us on Garden Talk a few times a year. Larry Mueller here, great to have you along today. One of those is, of course, Barb Larson, horticulture educator for UW Extension in Kenosha County. Always has a wealth of information to share, and here she is again right up until 12:30 with us today. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org with your questions. And Barb, always great to have you come by. Thank you so much.
I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we have lots of questions from listeners, so let's go right to the phones and Joe and Milton up next. Joe, thank you for calling. Hi.
Oh, thank you guys for this resource. I know you talked earlier about when to trim apple trees, for a lot of reasons, we didn't get ours trimmed this spring, and they're pretty ugly. I'm wondering if we would do damage by trying to trim them back yet this fall.
I don't know that you'd do damage, but every recommendation I've ever seen with apples is do them in the spring. The only thing that we recommend doing in another time of year is to get those suckers and water sprouts. You can even do those like in midsummer because sometimes they're less apt to shoot back as quickly. So I would say you could certainly clean up water sprouts and suckers, but I would leave your main kind of structural pruning until next spring.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Right. Yep. Sure. Thanks a lot for calling. Kristen in Marquette, Michigan. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is concerning buying wildflowers from nurseries. I know Michigan has the Wildflower Protection Act, but that's only pertaining to wildflowers growing in the wild, that we can't disturb them. But I don't know how ethical some of these nurseries are, and is it a good idea, or should I just avoid them all?
Well, I would hope that certainly I know we have several very high quality nurseries in Wisconsin, and they grow from seed themselves in their own field. So, they're very reputable, and I would say look through some of those. I'm sure Michigan would have something similar. But it's very fair to ask them where they get their initial seed and how they propagate them, and tell them that you're concerned about, you don't want anything that's wild collected kind of seed.
An example here in Wisconsin would be Prairie Nursery. Neil DeBoll at Prairie Nursery, I would have all the confidence in the world and the seed that he sells, as an example. Mm-hmm. And there are many others.
There are many others, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Bill in West Salem. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry and Barb. Thank you very much for this program.
Sure.
I have a situation, I don't know if it pertains here or not. Barb would tell me right away. I have some milkweed plants that I put in, transplanted last spring, and boom, they took off. Anyway, now I have the, for monarch butterflies, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have the milkweed pods, and they're just loaded with seeds. My question is, do I have to stratify the seeds over winter, or can I spread the seeds right now to Mother Nature?
Well, if you spread them now, then Mother Nature stratifies them if they need it. I don't remember all these things off the top of my head. So I would have to look it up to see if milkweed is one that requires stratification. But certainly the easiest way is to be exactly like Mother Nature is and go ahead and plant them this fall, because that's what nature does.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Why make it harder for yourself?
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Joy in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hey, I had a quick question about Autumn Revolution Bittersweet. I got a good deal on a plant at the end of the year, and I'm not a gardener per se, and it says to plant it in the spring. So my question is, do I keep it, you know, overwinter it indoors and then plant it in the spring, or try to plant it outside and then mulch it really well?
Get it in the ground.
Yeah, Madison. You've got, hopefully we've got quite a bit of time yet.
Yeah, and the soil is warm, so fall is really a good time for planting trees and shrubs. Some don't like fall planting, but an awful lot of them will be fine planted in the fall.
Okay.
So you're good.
This is such a durable shrub, it should do fine.
Yeah, and it's easier to overwinter plants outdoors in the ground than it is to try to keep a woody plant overwinter inside.
And what should I put on it to protect it?
I would wait until the ground gets frozen and then use kind of a fluffy kind of mulch. And you can use a clean straw, but if you have leaves that are curled so that they are fluffy, that they don't mat flat, you can use those too.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's the exact opposite of what I thought I was supposed to
do. Yeah, don't bury the plant. Just cover the root system.
Okay, very good.
Thanks so much for calling. Linda in Medford, it is your turn. Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I have a problem with late blight on my tomatoes.
Ooh.
I've taken pictures and sent them to the extension office. They sent them to Madison, and they did confirm that it's late blight. So what I did is I have removed the plants and all of the tomatoes from my garden, put them in a black plastic bag, because you're really supposed to not let that, you know, stay there in any shape or form. My concern is, what about next year? Is there a blight resistant tomato plant that I can use, or should I maybe cover it with black plastic and let it sit for a couple years? What are my options?
So late blight, and if you didn't get the fact sheet, there's a really nice fact sheet that Brian Huddleston, who's one of our guests often here and our plant pathologist, did on late blight. Late blight only overwinters on living tissue. So that's why that good cleanup is really important, and don't compost the tomatoes or any of the parts and that kind of stuff. So you've done a good cleanup with it. So it should, that should be very helpful. You don't have to worry about not using the garden or that area next year.
Okay, good.
And yes, there are some blight resistant cultivars, and that is also on that late blight fact sheet. So, Google Wisconsin Extension, late blight, and you should be able to get not only that fact sheet, but also Dr. Amanda Gevins, who is our commercial vegetable plant pathologist, has also some information on it that's more for commercial growers, but you may find some of that a little interesting too.
Sure. Another question. Do I have to be concerned about making sure I get any other plants that might carry it, you know, packaged up and out of my garden? Or is it just, the potatoes were not planted in that garden. They were planted in another garden quite a ways away, you know. We have 10 acres, so, you know, they weren't close at all.
I wouldn't worry about it unless you saw some sort of symptomology on other kinds of plants. But anything that's in that family is potentially could come down with late blight. Potatoes and tomatoes are the most common ones, but it will show up in some of the other ones, too, including some of the weed species, too, that would be related to it. So, so I would say, you know, just make sure you have a good cleanup this fall. You should be all right.
Sure. Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling, Linda. Appreciate your call. And we'll turn next to Bob in Sheboygan. Bob, hi. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm up at, I've called in different times. I'm from Crivitz as well as from Sheboygan. Okay, I live 6 miles south of Sheboygan, up on Terry Henry.
Okay.
My wife had, I built 4 boxes for her. She's had back surgery, and she can't bend down very well anymore. So I built 4 boxes about 8 years ago, and they're 4x8 boxes, and they're, they're about 36 inches off the ground, roughly. And I filled them with mulch on the bottom and then topsoil. And then I put in different times Miracle-Gro. Okay, we're having a problem the last couple of years with tomatoes. The plants will grow like crazy. Okay, and they look just beautiful. And then the tomatoes, when they come on, they turn, they get black spots, and it looks like blight on the leaves. I went to, she went to Waldheim Nursery, and they said this is characteristic along Lake Michigan that there's some type of a blight moving in here, coming off from too much humidity from the lake. Is that sound true? And we've also had the same problem with vine plants. Okay, or is there something that I should change that soil with?
So you're mentioning that the spotting is on the leaves, correct?
It starts out on the leaves, and then she's pulled off all the leaves for the all-time nursery advising her. Okay, and when we get the tomatoes, they get black spots as soon as they start looking ripe.
Oh, on the tomatoes them also, on the fruits?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you may have a couple of things going on, but we do have a couple of very common leaf diseases, fungal leaf diseases that show up on tomatoes, and it's not just along Lake Michigan. We get them all over the state. One's called early blight, and the other's called septoria leaf spot. And so with your tomatoes, you want to make sure that you either have them staked or caged so you have good air movement through. You probably want to mulch them to help prevent some rain splash. And when you water them, make sure that you water at the base of the plant, so at the roots only, and try to keep the leaves dry. That should help with the leaf spots on them. If it's spots on little spots on the tomato, it could be similar or one of the fungal diseases. So that's a possibility. If it's a big black spot on the bottom of the tomato, then that sounds like what's called blossom end rot, and that also has to do with primarily watering, but in raised beds it could be a little calcium deficiency too. So so I would say you've got an extension office there in Sheboygan County that has master gardeners that help answer gardening questions, I believe, and so you could take a sample next year into them, and they could help you identify that.
Mm-hmm.
Would that also affect the vine plants, like squash or cucumbers and everything?
No, that would be probably a different disease.
Yep. There may be multiple things going on.
But the fungal diseases in general, try to keep those leaves dry, and that'll help out a lot.
Joan, thank you for calling, Bob. Joan in Central Wisconsin up next. Hi, Joan.
Good afternoon. I'm very interesting about the tomatoes. I've been listening. I also have that same problem.
Oh.
But the reason I'm calling is I planted lemongrass this year for the first time. And I'm unsure of what to do with it now that fall is here. I understood it was a perennial, but then upon some reading, it's not a perennial this far north. I live, like, Adams County, Central Wisconsin. So what should I do with it? Should I dig it up? Should I cut it off?
It won't make it through the winter here. So if you want to try to overwinter it, dig it up, plant it in some good potting soil, and see what happens. Try to get it through the winter indoors like a house plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me know how well it works.
Yeah, it probably needs to be...
I would keep it fairly sunny and warm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Lemongrass isn't going to...
Mm-mm. And I don't know how well it grows indoors as a house plant. I've not tried it. But, you know, you're not out anything if you try, give it a try.
Not even Michelle Good has grown lemongrass inside that I know of.
No, she hasn't done it.
And if Michelle Good can't do it, well, I wouldn't be putting a lot of money on it. That is for sure. I would put some money, though. If it's talking about money, by the way, I would put some money on Wisconsin Public Radio, and maybe you would, too. Michelle's with me to help tell you that as a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile when you tune in. Now's the time for you to put a value on this program and all the other programs you hear on WPR by making a gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Well, Larry, last hour we heard from 41 listeners.
Good.
That is great. Thank you so much for those pledges. And right now we are looking for 18 pledges total by 12:30 when we're all done and we go to chapter a day. And you'll want to make that donation to pay for the programs that you rely on. And because your gift of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip.
So I hope you'll help us meet our goal. We only need 13 to go.
We can make it.
Yeah, we can definitely make it. And you can help us meet the goal. Get entered into the drawing when you give at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Now, we know you've gotten a lot of great extending your season gardening tips today from Barb Larson. She is amazing. And this program, it's an example of the fun, interesting, and important conversations that we have on Garden Talk every Friday and every day of the week, actually, with Larry.
Now, take a few minutes to make this program and the many more programs possible. Choose a gift that works for you, and then go ahead, make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And as an extra little thank you, you can choose a WPR tote bag. That can be your thank you gift when you pledge $6 a month. That's $72 or more. It's made from recycled cotton, and it's printed right here in Wisconsin.
Your pledge supports the programs, and you're going to like that canvas tote. It has bright blue WPR design on it, and you can check it out. Actually, go online at WPR.org. And while you're there, go ahead and make a pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Hi, this is Jonathan Overby, host of Higher Ground. Join me for an unforgettable trip to Cuba. This February, you could escape the Wisconsin winter for a warm and exciting tour of Cuba. You'll hear and experience traditional music, dancing and drumming sessions, visit museums, landmarks, and the home of Ernest Hemingway. Enjoy the spirit and rhythm of the island as you stroll through Old Havana's colorful plazas and cruise the famed Malecón. This Cuban experience is just one of 3 trips you'll get to choose from when you win our Choose Your Own Adventure drawing during this membership drive. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Get all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now. Here's how, and good luck.
You can pledge at WPR.org or you can phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Master Gardener Michelle Good asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
When you listen to WPR, you can be assured that we always have your interests at heart. We can continue to serve you and the community because of the support that we receive from members, people like you, including more than 600 members of WPR's 9XM Leadership Circle.
Those 9XM members supported WPR with gifts of $1,200 or more every year. At $100 a month or more. And if you can make that membership leadership gift, I hope you'll do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Every single week, we hear from a different garden expert about one of many of our favorite pastimes, gardening. Some of the guests are horticulture professors who can answer a wide variety of general questions. And then we have specialists like lawn care experts and arborists. That's what I was going to say. What do you call the people who cut the trees? Arborists. Vegetable growers, native plants, ornamental plants. So many different topics within the subject of gardening. Support this program where you get so much gardening information all year long, not just in the summer. You might think, oh, just in the summer. But no, house plants in the winter, you can do it with your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on. We're looking for, 10 more pledges here in the next 5 minutes or so. And when you give, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip of your choice. A pledge of any amount is your chance to enjoy that very best of Cuba or to see the beauty of South Africa or to take a train trip to the Canadian Rockies.
That's amazing. Make your donation now. You'll support the programs that you love and you'll get entered in that drawing. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org. You can get all the details.
We had a caller who said the reason he just became a sustaining member is because of this particular program. So thank you so much. And another listener made the donation and said we could live without WPR, but we wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
I like that. Maybe you feel the same way, that listening to WPR makes your life better.
Well, whether it's keeping up with the news or enjoying classical music, all the laughs that you get on the weekend programs, or the fascinating discussions like topics about gardening right here on the Ideas Network, there is always something good to listen to.
Because WPR makes your life better, I hope you'll fund it. Keep it going. Help us with your pledge right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. It's very important you do.
And we're pretty sure that the programs you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. Actually, we're positive that the programs that you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. And you're listening right now, and it's a good bet that you probably listen all day long and probably every day. During this fall membership drive, we're asking you to put your money where your values are.
Every year, listeners who value public radio give what they can to support WPR. If you're already a member, thank you so much for making Wisconsin Public Radio possible. If you're not a member, today is a great day to become one. Contribute right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Do not wait another minute. Seize the day. Today is the day. Make a vow to yourself. Today is the day I become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge right now. Just do it. Right now. Go. While you're thinking about it, we'll wait.
We're looking for
waiting.
We're still waiting. Don't wait any longer. We have six more people to make pledges.
And you'll have such a good feeling when you do it.
Yeah, in the next couple of minutes, we just need your pledge. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
Do it now.
Yeah, do it now. We're going away, but there's still time for you to contribute during this hour. I hope you'll do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks for listening.